trees are red. No one ever dies there. No one has a head.
This update from the Canadian Press. BC Premier John Horgan says he has no plans to go to Smithers in the near future to meet with Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs who oppose a pipeline project. Federal and provincial Indigenous relations ministers are meeting with the hereditary chiefs today. The Public Health Agency of Canada says it will consult with the Canadian Federation of Nurses Unions on its next set of guidelines for protecting healthcare workers against the novel coronavirus. But the agency is warning that stricter protocols carry their own set of risks, including burning through available supplies unnecessarily. The global health crisis spawned by the outbreak of the novel coronavirus has also become an economic crisis. The outbreak has sapped financial markets, emptied shops and businesses, and shut down major sites and events. Ukraine's ambassador to Canada says his government will help secure compensation from Ukraine International Airlines for the families of those killed on Flight 752, including 57 Canadians. From the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javeski.
All right, let's check in with the old hawk weather. What do you think it's going to be? I bet it's going to be cold. Da, 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 da. Saturday, -3, chance of flurries, a little bit of sun. Sunday, 2 degrees and cloud. Monday, 5 degrees with some rain. -9 tonight, chance of flurries. That old snow squall thing they're saying. Right now, -5, but with a wind chill, it's -14. A burr, a burr, a burr. Dirty Rick in the house.
I got my fluoride fam, this coating, coated feeling I can't shake. She's got asbestos eyes. Just never quite seem fake.
I hold like morphine claws. Claws on me.
Well, I'm not one to fall for Saren smothered whispers in my ear.
Thank you.
mercury, mice to styrene surface, sliding through my head. Another branch in this clock our family tree. Well, maybe she's the cure for toxic.
I love you guys. Already, we are at odds again. It's 6:07 right now. I'm going to hear Steel City Music on the Old Hawk. And you just heard Toxic Love from the band Dirty Rick. And it's the double Chris combo is here. And Dave and the guitar player doesn't exist because he has a real job. Is this correct?
That is correct.
That's funny. So how are things going?
Pretty good so far.
Yeah. Anything, like nothing, no funny, crazy stories. Usually you guys have some sort of weird story for
me. I'm sure it'll come.
Yeah. Okay, so well, last time you guys were here, you guys released a couple singles, and you were doing a couple dates, Southern Ontario, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we went on a little run, and then we took December, January off, and we're now back. We played in Toronto earlier. We played in St. Catharines last weekend. Now we're playing at The Doors in Hamilton tonight.
Right.
And then the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto next week. So.
Yeah. Have you played the Horseshoe before?
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah.
They actually called us for this one. It's awesome. They're opening for a band called Bonds of Mara, like a super group.
Oh, I just talked about Bonds of Mara earlier.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Brody from the Casbah comes on the last Friday of the month, and they were playing this, what was it, last night? Yeah, I think it was last night.
Yeah, well, they've been on tour for a bit.
Yeah, so, yeah, and it was like, it was freezing cold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I had to, like, do a bunch of stuff, and it was just like, there's just no way I could make it to that show.
Well, tonight will be equally as freezing cold.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's all full of crap, man. I think this snow squall stuff, I think it's like, it's over. I think it's over. No, I'm serious. I think everyone should stop buying into this, oh, it's too cold, it's too snowy, it's Friday. No, just go to the show. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's warm inside. Or
yeah,
we're not
up.
Playing outside in February. So.
Yeah, just layer up. That's what we do. It's what we've always done.
Won't
here.
Need layers in the doors.
Yeah.
Very
place is gonna
warm
get
inside.
It is going to get hot. It's still one of my favorite places to talk about as far as going to see shows because it holds
absolutely.
A nice 30 people. You know? There you go. So tell me about the release of the next song. What's the deal on this?
So next song is coming in a little while. We're going to be releasing it in mid-April, hopefully. Once we get everything back, we'll have a few more details for you soon. But we don't want to let the whole cat out of the bag, you know. Just only half the cat.
Only half the cat. What is it, like a video thing or anything like that?
No, just the single for now. But we're going to play a whole bunch of shows in mid-April as well. So.
Since the inception over the last, well, geez, you know, you came up here by like yourself and then the release of it. And we talked about, you know, you did the whole thing. You recorded the stuff. Where are we getting the hum from? I'm getting some weirdness here. Where are we at now? And as far as the music being sent out to the radio stations and that.
We're working on trying to just get our music in front of everybody that's going to listen. We haven't,
You haven't serviced like the campus stations, that kind of thing?
No, not really. We sent in a couple applications to a couple of radio stations, but,
right?
You know,
and nothing, no little spark yet.
Nothing yet, but we just released the music video a couple weeks ago, so we're taking over the video side of social media now, and hoping that'll get us in front of a few more eyes. But if you haven't checked it out yet, our new music video for Doomsday is on YouTube. It's a 360 video for those of you who are a little technologically challenged like myself. It's a little bit of an adventure.
What do you mean by that? What happened?
So, well, we recorded it using a 360 camera,
right?
During a party, so we have like a shot of us on the couch doing all kinds of crazy shit, running around,
dancing,
drinking and whatever. And then our friend overlaid that footage with the party that was happening in the same room a little later on.
Sure.
And so in the video, you can like move around. You have like on your phone, you can like move around
in the party. What brought that on as an idea to do that?
We actually got approached by a friend of ours who is in another band that we play with, and she got some sort of grant and she does video too. So she got a grant and she was like, hey, I can rent this. Like, I've had this idea for a bit of this like 360 video.
Yeah.
And we were like, heck yeah, that sounds awesome. Like, and gave it a shot. I think it was pretty cool.
Yeah, so we got a friend to make it. Didn't cost us an arm and a leg. And shout out to Sappho; she did a great job.
When you say arm and a leg, what are you willing to put? I mean, God,
what am I willing?
As far as financial, but if you had a budget idea, like what is in your mind? Like, I'll give you $200. I'll give you $500. I'll give you $4,000.
I mean, we were lucky that we got to spend closer to the bottom of that limit. But yeah. Us three not having real jobs, as we talked about earlier. But
it's nice when the band fund can pay out a bit of it and maybe not give us paychecks, but keep itself running at least.
No, but that makes sense. Chris is right. You know, you put some shekels aside and you can produce into the next single.
Shekels, indeed.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you guys. So this comes out when again?
It's already out. The video is out. It's on our YouTube channel, which is brand new as well.
Yeah.
You can get it on our social medias at Dirty Rick Music.
DirtyRick.com.
DirtyRick.com. That's
recently acquired website.
What do you mean recently acquired? Did you have trouble getting that name?
No, surprisingly, DirtyRick.com was completely free.
How?
Who'd have thought?
Really?
We were expecting to find some fun stuff when we Googled it.
When you guys say Dirty Rick to me and everyone else is listening, I'm going, that kind of sounds like, you know, it's like a really filthy comedian or it's a porn site. Like, yeah. That's it. There's only two options.
Not something you Google, that's for sure.
Hopefully it is now. Google Dirty Rick, friends.
That's what you don't want. You know, especially when you're like, you're trying to spread about the music, we got all this stuff, and like, yeah, we're trying to get some bookings, and it's like, I can't book you. I went to this site and, you know, I had to pay a lot of money to see something I didn't really want, you know. But then, you know, that's okay. I guess I'm a fan. There you go.
You have fans in more ways than one.
That's true. But okay, so you find DirtyRick.com?
Yep.
Yeah. And you guys are on like all the other socials, right?
Yeah, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Spotify and Apple Music and all the other people that have taken over the world and take all the music. They've got ours too.
Where do you find the most traction with any of the other handles? Right, because some people I talk to, they're like going, you know, we really actually do get really good with Apple. You know, Spotify, we make no money, but we just kind of got to put it there.
I feel like plays-wise, we get a lot more off Spotify, at least that I can see. Yeah. I think that's also because I find like most of the people that I know that come to our shows and that listen to our music, like Spotify is their main base.
Right.
It also doesn't help that I don't think any of us have Apple Music accounts, so
nope.
We don't.
It doesn't make sense to you guys personally.
Yeah, exactly. To watch it. Like we do it because like your distribution sends it everywhere. You want it to be available, but. We've been looking into YouTube too because I feel like a lot of people do listen on YouTube and need like a video element to it.
I fall down the YouTube hole.
Sure.
Just like for like no, like I've always joke about it. And like everybody I know says the same thing. I was even talking about with Sam from Pleasurecraft and it's just like, yeah, I clicked on this one thing and next thing I know I landed in 1973 and it was like 4 hours later and I was backtracking music that was redone by other people. And I was like, well, there goes my evening. You know, like I didn't get nothing accomplished, but I went through all those things. But I was just kind of that question about, you know, like Instagram. Do you have like people like do you guys put like little videos, that kind of thing where people follow you? Or do you do the TikTok thing?
We have not gravitated onto TikTok yet. We have been recommended to do it, but right. I can't bring myself to do that.
You can't
right
do
now.
It. You know what? I kind of like I see it. Like I should be someone who's embracing TikTok. Anyone goes, well, why are you not on Snapchat? And I'm like, really? I'm 50 and I'm a 50-year-old male. I should not be on Snapchat. If I'm on Snapchat and one of your kids starts talking to me on Snapchat, handcuffs are coming out. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, no, I have no business talking to anyone that's, you know, that age. So to me, so Snapchat is always just like, you know, 13 to 16-year-olds, you know.
Also, is anybody still using Snapchat? Like,
from what I hear, a fair few. I fell off before I even got a Snapchat. So I know I never started that one, but
I recently got back to an old email account here at the college. And I had it like years ago when I was working here. And then they finally hooked me back up. And they said, oh, your account doesn't exist anymore. And I went, oh, okay, well, whatever. And then they set me up on it, and there was 8,000 emails.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, ooh, I haven't got back to anyone since 2015, 2014. So then I was just like, well, what am I going to do, right? Like, I guess I should reply to some of these people. And then – but it was all notices from LinkedIn.
Oh.
And I'm like going – I'm still not recommending you people. I know it's been 6 years, but I'm not, like, endorsing you. And then the running joke was – you never endorsed me for clout. I'm like, clout? What the hell was clout? And it was some social media platform. And it was like, your clout is really high in these circles. I'm like, I don't even know what it is. I have no idea.
Just out of the loop.
Yeah, I'm completely out of the loop on all that stuff. 6:16 right now. Gunner here. Dirty Rick is here. They have a show tonight at the Doors Pub. Who's on the bill tonight?
So we're playing with Dead Levy. They're from Saskatchewan. They're coming through on a tour. We played with them in Toronto a couple weeks ago as well.
Right.
They're a rock powerhouse, kind of like us. Just a lot of energy.
They put on one of the craziest shows I have ever seen.
Really?
Like, yeah. Acrobatics and full-on rock and roll circus. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's wild.
If you want some tricks, that's they'll be up to some crazy shit tonight.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so like a lot of, yeah, just like...
Like
the Doors can't... There's not a lot of room for like mistakes, though, right?
Mistakes is
you
in...
You know what I mean? Like
not a lot of room for much at the
time. Yeah, no, but if you come off the amp the wrong way, like someone's losing a drink, and it's not the whoever's coming off the amp. It's
no,
whoever's in the front.
Whoever's in the front. But we actually played a show there a year ago where it got really out of hand. There was a guy swinging from the ceiling. So, I mean...
It's like hanging off the door.
On the awning thing.
On
there.
The awning thing?
So, I mean...
How much did he weigh?
More than you'd think. More than you'd think.
Really?
But,
like, was it one of them, like, oh no moments where you're going, this, it might go the wrong way?
Well, I was in the back because I was, you know, talking to, like, I was running the show and this is the last band on now. And I came out and I see this guy swinging. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We're here.
Were you kind of curious if someone would ever do that?
No, that never honestly reached my mind at all.
I'm always thinking that, like, do you think that fan might actually hold this kid, you know?
God. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we're hoping nobody gets hurt, but at the same time, we know that the energy will be high. We got Dead Levy and then New Mother Nature, formerly known as the Nairs.
Okay.
So and that's they're from Hamilton as well.
Yeah.
They're Mohawk students.
Yeah,
so we'll be it's the three bands tonight.
What's the cover charge for that tonight?
$10.
Oh, that's pretty easy.
Oh yeah,
that's super.
Oh, yeah. Less than an hour of your work. So.
Really, it's not that much.
No, sure. And Doors Pub's got great food and great drinks and all the good
time.
All the good
cheap
stuff
drinks.
There.
That happens tonight, and then what are we going to do?
And then we're playing the Horseshoe next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
So that's with Bon Zamara and the Crooked and Mental Friction. That's the other one.
Right.
Yeah, we're really excited for that, Bill. We're playing. Yeah, Bon Zamara. They're guys that were in some older
one part Default, one part I Mother Earth, I believe.
And I didn't
and
remember.
There was like
but
another
Hail the Villain, I think.
What's that?
Hail the Villain.
Okay, that was the other band.
There you go. And they're also on a Canadian tour right now. They were in Hamilton last night.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, I guess. I knew that was happening this week, but regardless.
That show snuck up on us all.
Yeah.
Because I was told about that a while ago. And a friend of mine's like, oh, my cousin's in Almost Zero. Are we going? I'm like, all right, we'll go. Like, we'll go. And then it was like nasty.
Yeah. But we're looking forward to hooking up with them and seeing what they're about. And then at the end of the month, on March 28th, we're playing a charity show.
Right.
At McMaster. So we're playing at the Phoenix.
Oh, cool.
Which we did that last year, too. The charity show, now that'll be the fifth year of it. And through that charity show is how Dirty Rick formed.
Right.
One of
That's
the first
right. the
iterations
backstory.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're, you know, we're approaching another birthday, which is cool.
Cool. Good for you, man. I'm glad you guys are still doing it. You guys still having
so
fun
we?
And everything? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Well, that's good. Okay. Well, thanks for coming in. And we're going to go out on Doomsday. Not the other Doomsday title. Which,
no, just good old Doomsday.
I like how when I was reading it, you're looking at me going, that's not what it's called. No, don't say that. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Here's some Doomsday for you from Dirty Rick. Check them out at Doors Pub tonight.
sublime, and it sounds like.
Ah, the joys of radio. Lost on You from a live session with LP. And full disclosure, it wasn't until like last year I discovered that artist doing the old falling down the rabbit hole of music on YouTube. And I was just actually talking about that with the guys from Dirty Rick, and we were about how you fall down that music. And that always happens with me. And I lose like 3 or 4 hours. I'm like going, what the hell happened here? I'm kind of lost, right? On the line with me right now is Nisa. Nisa, you there?
I am.
There she is. How you doing, buddy?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm a little energetic. I've been on the air since noon, and I went through my little lull around 4 or 5 o'clock. But now I'm getting my pep back because I'm, you know, doing interviews. I'm talking to people. I'm getting generally excited because earlier I was talking to Sam from Pleasurecraft, who played This Ain't Hollywood, who's on the bill with you tonight.
Yeah.
And we were both commenting about how all of these three bands, it all seems to make sense for a show.
Yeah, it's definitely a good bill.
It's there's elements of a little bit of a tip of the hat, as I was talking to Sam, that of to new wave in certain parts. There's pop elements that's with it, and saying all of those things, I actually saw you, I believe, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At This Ain't Hollywood, a couple different occasions. But there's one that I'm not really too sure of. Did you once open up for the Forgotten Rebels?
I did.
That was you.
Yes.
That was crazy. Okay, I was there.
Yeah, that was. I think that was one of the first times. I might have been the first time I played.
Yeah,
in Hollywood. That was a good show.
Well, that was. I was because I was talking to Lou. I'm like, going, who is this? How did like I? You know, because normally you'll see a punk band open up for a punk band all the time, especially like an iconic band like that.
Yeah.
And then it was just you, and it was just you singing, and you had some backing tracks at that point. There was like no keyboard I could even see at that point.
Still the same setup.
Still the same setup. It's just you just singing to tracks.
Yes.
What was the genesis of you performing this way? Like, what made you say, hey, I want to do this sort of thing? Like, at what point in your life was like, I want to perform, but I don't really want a band.
Well, I played in a band for years, and I love playing. I love being on stage with musicians, and I love doing that. But I don't know. There's just I kind of just decided there's something about being alone on stage, and I'm not gonna get up there alone with an acoustic guitar because I don't have the ability. And you know,
right.
I mean, as much as I like that, we've seen that before a lot. But
there's something about
just kind of like calling attention to the fact that I'm up there alone.
Right.
Saying what I have to say. I think, you know, I just think there's something to that. And then also, it's very handy to be able to tour or with a backpack or just like get on a bus. And
yeah, that's very easy. It's very economical for you not to have like a per diem and gear to haul and a ton of paperwork to itemize all your gear, especially going across over to the States.
Exactly. Yeah, now, for sure.
Now, having said it's that,
the laptop is the new acoustic guitar.
Is that, oh, really? I know there's going to be some purists going, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that, Gunner. Don't have those type of people on the air.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. I mean, music is a progression. If you don't have progression, you're not going to enjoy. Everything can't be the same. It would be boring, no?
I think everything that exists now encompasses everything that came before, but you have to move forward.
Right. Hey, we were just talking about how you were like, it's just you getting up on stage. Have you been doing some shows just in Southern Ontario, or have you been able to go into the States, or where are you at right now with doing shows?
So I'm currently finishing up my first full length album.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. So I'm kind of like just doing shows here and there. So Toronto every couple of months, Hamilton, Montreal. I've got a New York show in a few weeks. So, and then I just got my visa renewed. So I've got a year of being able to play in the States and hopefully more after that. But yeah, no big tours booked, just like little jaunts, and then hopefully more later in the year.
Has there been any interest in from labels or distribution companies at this point in getting your music out there, or is that something that you're even consider?
I mean, it's tricky. You know, I'm like, I'm not. You know, I'm sort of. I'm not, because I think it would be, I want to watch my words here, but I mean, I think it's just, you know, in this current climate with streaming and everything, I think that there's no real rush to jump into a recording contract. And
right.
I mean, at this point I own all my masters and, you know, I mean, I've been making music a long time, and I think that there's really something to be said to maintain ownership of your own intellectual property. And
yeah.
That's where I'm at now. So I think that for me to give that up, it would have to be like a very extraordinary situation. And I'm not necessarily opposed to it, but I'm just very wary.
There has to be something on the end of it, because it's interesting you said that, because now I also recall an interview that I saw of all people, Ed Sheeran, and they asked him, they said, well, why would you sign a record deal when you were making so much money without them? And he just said, I just didn't have the channels to get my stuff out there, where they already had the established network.
Well, yeah, I guess it's like, you know, you're essentially you're hiring a business or whatever. But we're, you know, currently not at Ed Sheeran levels.
Well, no, but he started like the same way, pretty much. It's just
for
him
sure.
and a guitar, and then, you know, he writes these songs, he plays, and he's selling and selling and selling and selling, and then, you know, he eventually does actually sign a deal. But he did make really good money.
Well, I think that's, you know, I mean, I think that signing a deal once people are already interested is different than signing a deal, you know, like to get people interested. I mean,
right.
I think once you have a little more agency and, you know, collateral or whatever, I mean,
sure.
I think you're able probably to get more, you could get more of what you want out of the deal.
Right, so. Yeah. But it's also, as far as like agents and managers, that sort of thing, helping you get shows, making sure you're getting on the right shows, that sort of thing. There's also a level of, there's a level of relief where you can just concentrate more on your craft than having to concentrate on, well, you know, I got to do a show here, here, and here, and at 6:30 I got to make sure that I talk to Gunnar to promote this show and blah. You know what I mean? Like
for
having
sure.
that, having that like organization behind you, like a little foundation.
Yeah. No, I mean that's nice. I mean, I have a manager.
Yeah, but yeah, and that's why I bring it up.
Like, that's great. It's because it's just honestly that. It's hard to do everything, and I think that that's like it is important to have people helping you out. And I have really great friends, and I have very like creative, helpful people in my life, and I'm thankful for that, because that's allowed me to get where I am without having to give away my music.
Yeah. Hey man, well thank you for taking the time to give us a call here, and you're part of a great build tonight. It makes perfect sense in the brain to me.
I'm very excited. Also, Ice Cream are the best. Their album is
They're great. They're absolutely great. So, what time are you on tonight?
11.
You're on 11? Okay, super cool. This ain't Hollywood, 345 James Street North. Go down, check it out, and have yourself some fun and be prepared to dance, because all three acts tonight make you really want to get up and have fun. I'm going to spin some of your tracks going into 7 o'clock, and I'm going to start things off with Eyes on the Prize. Does that make sense?
Nice.
Okay. Everyone's going to hear number one girl, Hey Jackie, The Moon Without You, but starting things off, Eyes on the Prize with Nisa here on Steel City Music.
5, The Hawk.
Start this story with the dead girl. Well, that's what makes it just like the others. Hey, Jackie, baby, it's good to see you. It's been forever. What a hit, what a hit, what a hit. What a hit, what a hit, what a hit. 3 a.m. by the side of the road. Who'd have thought it'd be you to pull up? Same old truck. I forgot, I forgot, I forgot you. But I guess I must have missed you. I forgot you, but I guess I must have missed you. You're asking where I've been and where I went and what I'd done and who I met. Telling me who's asked and telling me who's wanted. The state of the hearts of my mom and ex-lovers. Who's shacking up with so-and-so's brother. Everyone got married, everyone died. Everyone's pregnant, my oh my. Everyone's pregnant, my oh.
Mom!
might lie, and at the end might be nigh, but if it's my time, oh, if it's my time,
cool, very cool, very cool. I Don't Want to Live on the Moon. You also heard Hey Jackie, and what was the other song? Oh my goodness, you're just, I got flashing. Hold on, caller, just give me a sec. Hold on, Loretti, I got things to do here. Eyes on the Prize, Nisa, is performing tonight at This Ain't Hollywood with Pleasure Craft and also Ice Cream as well, so go check them out. Hey, if you're heading out tonight, just layer up just a little bit. Be pretty smart about what clubs you're going to in regards to, like, keeping warm, that kind of thing. They always say snow squalls. It won't be that bad. It really isn't, you know. Sometimes I think the media just says things just so you'll have, like, clicks and, you know. You know what I mean, right? That's it for me. I got to get out of here and all the other fun stuff. So I'm out. I will see you all next week from noon till 7 here on The Hawk, Steel City Music. Also, check out steelcitymusic.ca. The interviews I upload up on my website. If you want an interview, you want to promote anything, just contact me through the website and I'll have you up on the air. It's just that simple. Okay, folks? That's about it. Thanks for hanging out with me this afternoon. And I leave you with a little bit of Park Bench Smile from Steve Gunn here on Steel City Music.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hamilton's Escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
Where I'm anymore. don't believe the hype. For oil stained driveways with exercise equipment.